Penguin Audio presents Blood Song by Anthony Ryan, read by Stephen Brand. Part 1. Raven's shadow sweeps across my heart, freezes the torrent of my tears. Sieur de Poem, author unknown. Vernier's account. He had many names. Although yet to reach his 30th year, history had seen fit to bestow upon him titles aplenty. Sword of the Realm to the mad king who sent him to plague us. The Young Hawk to the men who followed him through the trials of war. Dark Blade to his Cumbrailian enemies. And as I was to learn much later, Beral Shak Ur to the enigmatic tribes of the great northern forest. The Shadow of the Raven. But my people knew him by only one name, and it was this that sang in my head continually the morning they brought him to the docks. Hope Killer. Soon you will die, and I will see it, Hope Killer. Although he was certainly taller than most men, I was surprised to find that, contrary to the tales I had heard, he was no giant. And whilst his features were strong, they could hardly be called handsome. His frame was muscular, but not possessed of the massive thews described so vividly by the storytellers. The only aspect of his appearance to match his legend was his eyes, black as jet and piercing as a hawk's. They said his eyes could strip a man.